the Tummy Trilogy. A traveling person. For a traveling person looking for something decent to eat, prospects are a lot better than they were when I began making my rounds in this country more than 30 years ago. In larger American cities, a business leader who wants to show out-of-town visitors some sophistication may no longer feel compelled to escort them to the restaurant I used to call La Maison de la Casa House, Continental Cuisine, a place that is spinning around on top of a bank building with a tremendous view of another restaurant spinning around on top of another bank building, or maybe the municipal water treatment plant. I have been in those places, an innocent wayfarer, reading a three-paragraph description of what the trout is wrapped in, how long it has been sautéed, what province its sauce comes from, and what it is likely to sound like sizzling on my platter. A description lacking only the information that before the poor beast went through that process, it had been frozen for 8.5 months. These days, the businessman may take visitors to a ground floor restaurant run by a breezy American chef whose boasts about the origin of his ingredients are more likely to involve Oregon than Brittany. He might even, praise the Lord, take the visitors to the local barbecue joint or fried chicken restaurant or oyster shack. For a traveling person with a good appetite, the most important political event of recent decades was the reform of the immigration laws in 1965.